So sometimes when we encounter a very difficult problem, we may end up in a state where we don't feel like doing anything because we are so helpless. It's so difficult. It's useless to do anything. I can't accomplish anything. And then we allow the devil or the problems to attack us. But if we believe that God is with us, and we believe that He is, He loves us, and He is powerful, then we have to resist this mentality. Resist the mentality that we are helpless, and we can just simply wait to die. Because the Lord, there is hope in the Lord, and there are also areas where we can obey and submit to the Lord. So today, the man's emphasis today is to how do we get out of a state where we are doing nothing in helplessness, and then we can get up and do what we need to do. So when we read the Bibles, we often recall the story of the 10 lepers. So we want to this is not the story of the 10 lepers, it's the story of the 4 lepers. It's in the Old Testament. Let's see their testimony and see how they can be encouraging to us. Second Kings, chapter 6, verse 24. Sometime later, Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, mobilized his entire army and marched up to and lay siege to Samaria. There was a great famine in the city. The siege lasted so long. The siege lasted so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels. It's 900 grams of money, and 1/4 of a cap of seed pods for 5 shekel. It's about 60 grams of silver. So fair, so serious. So if you have no food to eat, do you have to eat cap of? So donkey head is sold at such an expensive price. It's a few months of wages. If you read 21:29, the mothers, they are cooking their children. Verse 29, the mothers in those times were cooking their kids to eat them. But Prophet Elisha brought around chapter 7, verse 1. Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time, tomorrow, so today, the problem looks unsolvable, but tomorrow," he said, "about this time tomorrow, a seah of flour will sell for a shekel. It's 5.5 kg. So now 5.5 kg of flour will sell for a shekel. It's just 12 grams of money. And 2 seah of barley was for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." The officer whose arm the king was leaning said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of heaven, could this happen? You will see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat it." What is it that will happen in 24 hours that God can have such a turnaround? Now there were 4 men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate. They said to each other, "Why stay here until we die? this is our topic for the day. Do not sit and wait to die. Let's, if we say we'll go into the city, the famine is there and we'll die. If we stay here, we'll die. Let's go over to the camp of the Arameans and surrender. If they spare us, we live. If they kill us, then we die. So at dusk, they got up and went to the camp of the Arameans. When they went, reached the edge of the camp, not, for the Lord has caused Arameans to hear the sound of chariots and horses and great army. So they said to one another, the king of Israel has hired the Hittite and the Egyptian kings to attack us. So is the God let them hear some sound. They thought they'll be defeated. So they got up and fled in the dusk and abandoned their tents and their horses and donkeys. They left the camp as it was and ran for their lives. Though the men who had leprosy reached the edge of the camp and entered one of the tents, they ate and drank and carried away silver, gold and clothes and went off and hid them. They returned and entered another tent and took some things from it and hid them also. Then they said to each other, we are not doing right. This is a day of good news and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us. Let's go at once and report this to the palace. So the king couldn't believe this. The king got up in the night and said to his officers, I will tell you what the Arameans have done to us. I'll tell you. They know they were starving, so they have left the camp to hide in the countryside, thinking they will surely come out and then we will take them alive and get into the city. Is this a reasonable response? Sometimes God gives us evidence. Sometimes we think, is that such a good thing that's happening to me? It's not unreasonable for the king to think this way. But for men, once we lose our faith, why? Because we think, actually God has already helped us and given us a lot of truth, a lot of encouragement, but we still choose to use our own judgment and analysis to judge a situation. But although sometimes our own thinking will cause our faith to waver, so we need to although the king is a bit doubtful, but he has a confirmation. One of his officers said, have some men take 5 of the horses that are left in the city. Their plight will be like that of all the Israelites left here. Yes, they will only be like all the Israelites who are doomed. Don't think about it. You just confirm this. So let us send them to find out what happened. Then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans. So a siah of flour sold for a shekel and the 2 siahs of barley and sold for a shekel, just as the Lord had said. In the end, as the Lord had said, this will become true. Verse 17. Now the king had put the officer whose arm he leaned in charge of the gate, and the people trampled him in the gateway, and he died, just as the man of God had foretold when the king came down his house. As this, it happened as the man of God had said to the man, to the king, at about this time tomorrow, a seah of flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel. The officer said to the man, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of heavens, this couldn't happen. This is exactly what happened for him. For the people trampled him in the gateway and he died. Why God is repeating this? So, my God has said he has not forgotten. How much for these things will happen? It will happen. And this is the word that you will see this, but you will not eat it, any of it. This is because the people trampled him in the gateway and he died. It's a very interesting story. The emphasis here is it's for us to discover that God's words will not fail. We read this through Prophet Elisha. He prophesied that within 24 hours, the Israelites will be released from a siege. And not just the enemies, from no food, they have sufficient food. From something food are expensive to the food becomes very cheap. Sometimes God's words are hard to believe. Sometimes if you are Israelite at that time, sometimes it sounds unbelievable. How this famine is so serious? How can it turn around in such a dramatic fashion? That's why the officer of the king cannot believe. But indeed, God's word was fulfilled. And like the person, although he saw the prophecy being fulfilled, but he was trampled to death. So we also confirm this today. Very often, God's words and God's promise may be very unbelievable to us. You can have peace when you come to me. My situation is that my deadlines are very stressful. Even if I don't sleep, I still won't be able to finish all these things. How can I have peace? Sometimes in our situation, sometimes when we are sick, I'm just so cannot fall asleep at night. How do I have rest in the Lord? Sometimes the Bible tells us, so those who trust in the, who believe in the Lord will not be put to shame. So when we come across, when we encounter and problems, some of the non-believers around us may mock us, why these unlucky things happen to you? Sometimes we feel like it's not just people around us attack us or mock us, but sometimes when we read God's word, we say we are very attracted by the word. If we have a faith, if we have a seed like a mustard seed, we can move a mountain. Why my problem is not being moved away? Sometimes we feel that the words of God are too exaggerated. It's hard to fulfill. But we must restore this faith that we must not trust our own judgment more than God's word. Why this verse is always trying, don't rely on your own logic and judgment more than you rely on God's promises. This verse passage that we read today, God's word sounds very if famine can come to an end, it will be great, but just within 24 hours. But when God says something, he will do something. I was thinking of what to, when I was preparing this message, I have no inspiration on Monday. You still have no inspiration. Don't worry about tomorrow. So I remember tomorrow. If I don't worry about tomorrow, then what am I going to share tomorrow? So I get a bit in the situation. I know that your words are true. Do not worry about tomorrow. You will preserve tomorrow. But because the situation is very real. So on Wednesday, I found this topic. So why did God sometimes give us the answers at the last minute? God can give us relief or earlier so that we can sleep better. Yeah. Because God wants to prove and show us that He's absolutely faithful, and we can definitely rest assured because of Him. When the situations look like there's a lot of, if the situation is very good, there's a lot of possibilities and opportunity, we do not need a lot of faith. There's no training in that sense. But when God, in all those impossible situations, and then He proved it to us, you thought it's impossible, but it's possible. You thought it's not, but God has a way of preserving us. You thought it's the end, but God has protected you. So we should not ask God or be bothered about how God will do it. Do not worry how God will do this. How are you going to do it? God can do it. The how is not what we should care about, what we should be concerned about. We believe in Him. The how is beyond our imagination. When we think of how is it possible, the more you think about how is it possible, then the more you cannot believe. So when we cannot believe in God, when we cannot believe in God, we will experience unnecessary loss, or we may even perish. In this situation, I'm a third party when we are reading this story, right? We know this situation, the God has already scared the... So in fact, there's no one outside the walls that is threatening them. So they are still waiting. They are still waiting in the city, and they are very fearful. Actually, and all these four lepers, they can walk to the camp. And there's not far away, there are lots of food waiting for them. So Elisha has already prophesied that what God is going to do, but they did not confirm, they remain in this state of fear. A lot of times, a lot of our sorrows come from our unbelief. It's not that the problem is still very tough. Sometimes we feel like we are just like trapped in the city. Sometimes we think that we are surrounded by enemies. We feel that we cannot overcome this challenge. The devil, the sinful nature are attacking us. But all these things, they have all been defeated by God. And we just need to turn to God. And just turn to God and trust God. God has there's a lot of promises in the Bible. Luke 10:19 says nothing can harm you. So it says that there will be trouble in the world, but I've overcome the world. So there are a lot of promises in the Bible. We can hold on to them. But if we cannot believe, we will be afraid of this, afraid of that. Actually, there be sufficient grace tomorrow. If we don't believe it, if we do not believe that God is sovereign and the freedom that God has given us, we will not be able to enjoy all these blessings. What is... So your enemy could be someone who is always giving you a trouble or a situation, but your real trouble, what is truly more scary than your enemy is our own unbelief. We must be reminded again. So sometimes it's not the enemy that is we can't overcome, but it's because we cannot believe that God can help us. If a person is feeling hopeless, actually they'll hold on to any kind of hope. If a person if a person is very sick, you tell them, if you have said them, this herb, this is very effective, you try it. If a person is very hopeless, he will try everything because he thinks that he's the end. So he will accept anything just to have a ray of hope. So when we talk about the officer, when Elisha gave this prophecy, how is it possible? Even if the floodgates of heaven are open, this will not happen. We can imagine how hardened he is. Sometimes people around us, they may encounter some very tough situation, whether it's a marital problem, whether there's a illness or a children problem. When we tell them, if you believe in Jesus, you will be safe. But their hardness is even in such a state, in such a crisis, when we present the gospel to them, I thank you, but I don't need this cover. This is really something that is very pitiful. So, because of this officer perished because he did not believe, when the real judgment day comes, those people who do not believe in Jesus will see, when they come to judgment, everyone, actually Jesus is the true God. He is the one who is, and heaven and hell is true. And then they will see, but it will be too late. But they can see, but they cannot eat any of it. They cannot enjoy. Through this, we also need to pray. First of all, don't be the one who can see but cannot eat. But we must pray to the people around us who love us. We must pray that they did not become people who can only see but not be able to enjoy the blessing of God. So today, through this story, God is also telling us, so if we are still in some hopeless situation, or we are feeling like not knowing what to do, God is telling us, do not just wait to die, but get up and submit to God's word. So today we need to restore. Don't wait and die. Wait to die. Sometimes when emotions come, sometimes when we are very depressed, we just feel like you are just paralyzed by all this problem and we don't feel like doing anything. We need to consider. For these four lepers, they have nothing to lose. These four lepers have nothing to lose. But they are nothing to lose. But actually it led them to the solution, the resolution. Here, they are not great people. Actually, when you read the Bible, these four lepers, because they did not go to surrender because of faith. These lepers, did they do it because they obey God? They are not great people. They only did a very simple consideration. They make a right decision. From here, why are they so? Because they are unclean. They are ostracized by people. They are really at the bottom of the valley. In normal days, lepers are already shunned by people. But now it's famine. Some kind people may give them some food to eat on a normal situation. But with famine, everyone is starving. Nobody will care about the lepers. Nobody will give them food to do. After, the best way is, if want to live, it is to surrender. if the enemies have pity on us, we can, if they, so if the enemies kill us, we will just die earlier. But if we sit and do nothing, we will still die. So this hopelessness, so hopelessness of man actually became his hope. That led them to a path of salvation. If you are not, you are not desperate enough, if you are not, you will not consider what is the way out. Actually, when we talk about our own relationship with God, sometimes when a person, if we still have other ways, right? If these four lepers, if they have other ways, they will not have the courage to surrender to the enemy. Even so why would they dare to surrender to the enemies? Because they have no way, other way out. If a person is not at the, is not at the no way out, they will, it's very hard for them to surrender. When we talk about the story of the prodigal son, so when the prodigal son, when he has money, he has no intention to go back to the father. He's not just having to work, when he has to eat, what is, when I read it again, so he is not even able to eat what the pigs are eating. So I think I better go surrender. At least if I'm a servant, I'll be have a better life. So amazingly, every time when we come to our end, when we are hopeless, that's why we come to Jesus. So we have no way out. When you realize that there's no way out, there's only one way, that is to hold on to that path. So sometimes if we have a lot of options, we have can rely on ourselves, we can rely on our family, we can rely on money, we can rely on accomplishment. We still that there's doctors and still healing us. When those things, when we have a lot of options, we may not necessarily choose God. It's not that God is cruel, but God loves us so much, so that for us, for us to go back to Him, may allow us to go into some hopeless situation. So then we realize there's only one way, only one God who can save us. Only way is Christ. When we know that we are totally fallen, totally depraved, we are not able to save ourselves, then will we humbly accept God's salvation. So before we are hopeless, we know science, we think science is more powerful, money is more tangible. So when we truly pray, and then we can see that God is the one that can help us, the Savior that can help us. If a problem can lead us to God, that problem is actually a blessing. These four, they think of all, they realize that surrendering to enemy is the best way. They are surrendering to the enemy, but if we surrender to God, is not our enemy. It's not God. Our God is a loving Savior. If we surrender to Him, we will find mercy. To anyone who wants to turn to the Lord will be accepted by Him. For these four lepers, it looks like they have no way out, but they are blessed. From here, we also restore this assurance in Jesus Christ. So the chief of sinners, he can accept the chief of sinners. No matter how unclean or lepers, even the lepers, if a person, if a sinner, no matter how unclean he is, how unworthy he is, how he is shunned by others, but if he's willing to look to God, God will surely have mercy on him. So on these four lepers, there's a we need to so they come to a conclusion. Sit still, will also die. Why am I waiting to die here? This is something we need to learn. Because what's the truth? Even for us, if we sit still and not do anything, Satan will still come at that. So if you don't think about devil, you don't bother with anything. Devil, I'm not harassing you. Even if we sit there, Satan will still come and give us temptation, insinuation, give you worries. Even when we sit still, but sin will still come to seduce you. I didn't look for sin, but sin, temptation will still come to you. Even if you... Sometimes you stand still, the devil will come towards you. But actually everyone will actually encounter death and so sometimes our human nature and our sinful nature, sometimes we are very indifferent. We don't want to be bothered with too many things. We don't want any actions. It's very easy to hear the word, but when you want to do, it's very difficult to do. You need to battle your flesh. You need to train. You need to beat your own body. You need to have self-control. Some people, they don't want to battle with the devil. They don't want to deal with the problems and rely on God to overcome the problems. In other words, some people, they don't want to suffer. They don't want to take the path of faith. But we need to think of something. Think of this. Is it easy to follow the Lord? So last week, 11:30, we talked about the path of the cross is very tough. But we must think about this. If you follow God, it's tough. But even if we love the world, we will still be attacked. If we indulge in our sin, sin will also torment us. So although it's tough to take the path of the cross, but when we follow the world and we let Satan reign in our life, we also not have a good life. We will choose the more blessed suffering path. So we need to consider like all these four lepers. Do we have anything to lose? We may obey God. They have nothing to lose. That's why they surrender. When we obey, when we follow the God, we are already being attacked by sin and Satan. We can't be worse. If we obey God, of course, obeying God will surely have some blessings and everything. So, hypothetically, even if the worst case scenario, we obey God and we receive nothing, it won't be worse off than before. But I need to emphasize that we will see answered prayers from God, definitely. But we consider, even if we trust God and receive nothing, it won't be worse off than our original state. If He's truly loving, then we obey God. Then we, it's really something, when we obey God, we don't just receive eternal life, but all kinds of troubles, all the wisdom, we also receive them to deal with all the problems in our life. So for people who, for believers like us, we are just like other people. We will also face with death, and then we feel separation. We also have to struggle with illnesses. But when we obey, when we are followers of God, although we cannot escape some of these things like death and separation, but at least we have God who is with us going through all this situation. It is better than just taking it on ourselves. So God works all things for the good of those who love Him. So for these four lepers, after they have decided to surrender, their consideration is like this. If we sit still, we will surely die. But if we surrender, we may not die. There's a higher odds of surviving if you surrender. In the spiritual, those who do not surrender to God will surely die. Those who surrender to God will surely receive God's mercy, because God is definitely more merciful than our enemies. If the enemies are violent, they will kill them. But if we surrender to God, there's no such possibility of God destroying us, because God is a loving God. God will give us mercy. Like I said, it's not that we will have an easy life when we bear the cross, but at least we need to consider, although we have trouble, but in the end, we still have an eternal home to go to. When we live on earth, sometimes we have this spiritual famine. Sometimes we don't have the strength to deal with Satan, but so there's something we can learn from the four lepers. Don't let loose our problem. We allow ourselves to enter into a worse state. The opposite of sit still, but is to get up and do what we should. We need to know our faith. We hear a lot of principles in the church. The Christian faith is not for study and discussion. Is this theology? It's not just for discussion. It's just not to debate whether this is reasonable or that one is logical. Of course, such a study, it's a doctrine issue. Doctrinal issue is still important. If not, we may end up in a heresy or give wrong, false teachings. But we know our faith is not just about studying and examining, but it's also something practical. After you hear, you need to obey and do. So for these four lepers, they didn't just talk about it. A lot of people like to talk about, oh yeah, our sin are like that, Satan is like that, I just keep falling, I'm just very weak. A lot of people like to say all these things, but there's no conclusion. But these four lepers, after they shared, their conclusion is they brought about their actions. Because if there's no action, they can say, even if everything you said is correct, everything is aligned to God's heart, if you do not act on it, it is in vain. A lot of people like to discuss about topics on the faith. they have some spiritual resolution. I want to resolute to do this. Even though we have a lot of noble resolution, or we can discuss certain spiritual topics, but if we do not truly act on it and pray and obey the word of God, our life and our relationships with God will not really go. So today we must get up and live for Christ and do what we need to do. Because no matter what hardship we are in, God has a way. Sometimes we are in a dead end. But in every situation, there is also so beyond our imagination, God will open a way for us. Sometimes when we are weak in faith, what can we do? In this process, you can still force yourself to go to church. Sometimes when we don't feel like resisting the devil, we force ourselves to either I defeat the devil or the devil. Sometimes don't talk about spiritual things. If you talk about life on earth, sometimes we're very tired, when we have no power. So no matter how tired we are, we still have to. Sometimes we have certain roles, we take their salary. Can I say I have no mood, I don't do it, or I have a child, I have no mood, I'll just throw the kid away. You cannot just say if you have not in the mood, you just don't do it. No matter what situation, that is also something that God wants to hold on to. No matter how hard it is, you still need to strive to save lives. God's heart is not for us to just be there and not do anything. But in that situation, there is something that He wants to submit. And whatever strength He has given us, we will do what we can do. And then we will see God's abundant provision. When they start moving, God and give them more than what they imagine. Well, they have so much wealth after they have. Some people may say, oh, I've been obeying the Lord for so many years, but I didn't get any blessings. Sometimes it's not be something so miraculous or tangible help that the lepers receive. But no matter what, there will still be grace. Actually, they are the losers. Because God intervened, they become winners. We may not get any tangible or dramatic a miracle or fruit from our obedience, but we will receive God's grace beyond our imagination. But when we follow the Lord, we will turn from children of wrath into children of God, and from being cursed to being blessed, and then we will find a way out from a dead end. So sometimes when we we can't save. I said all these things like we can't save ourselves. But if we are already, if our life already has the Lord, we must resist those feelings that make us want to give up and feel very discouraged. There is surely something. Even if can't do anything, you can pray. Even if you are suffering, the minimal thing is to pray. It's not us doing. After prayer, God will do is sometimes we cannot do is because I'm not saying about lazy. I'm not saying not stay still because of laziness, but staying still because we cannot see any hope. Why am I doing anything? I try to change, but people are not appreciative. Sometimes we don't see any hope, then we might as well just stay in status quo. So when we say we want to rise up, get up and obey God, so the one thing is that in the midst of all the problems, we must not underestimate God. We don't see whether people appreciate us, whether circumstances are changed. You ask whether God is worth our trust. These lepers, when they see something amazing, yes. So what God is doing is really beyond what they imagine. They just want to get some food, but the abundant God provided them. They didn't just find a little food, they have found food that they can't finish. And then they thought they have to plea with the enemy, but there's no enemies. They also found silver and gold, and they found things to wear. So God, what God is doing is beyond our imagination. Is it just in Old Testament? Here, God is still doing things beyond our imagination. No, I don't think so, leh. So you always say God will do more than what we ask or imagine. I only ask for a little bit, ask for very little things. I'm not also asking for very great things like having the famine resolved in 24 hours. I'm just asking for simple things, people things. I just my marriage to be blissful. Why everyone's marriage is blissy? Some people are looking for promotion. I'm just asking for very simple things, just some comfort in life. To be happier. It's not the difficult things. Why God didn't exceed what I asked for and imagine? My reaction is like this. Oh. So that's why I say God wants to give us more than what we imagine. All these things, some people may have some experience. Yeah, I only ask for simple things, but God did not give it to me. But here, we only ask God for some earthly pleasures. We have some very temporal bliss. How long can this happiness last? It's 70 years, 80 years at most. God wants to give us more than what we ask for. Because we ask for temporal things. We ask for things of this life. It cannot be stored for eternity. But God wants us to give us blessings that can last till eternity. Of course, the blessings God wants to give us, we may not be able to see it immediately. When after we have followed God for 2 years, sometimes we only see any evidence. So maybe when it's very tough to follow God in the earlier, but after that, 10 years later, he looked back and see, hey, there's really rewards from obeying God. So God is faithful. So one day you will really realize how for lepers, they cannot see their eyes, they cannot get this. So one day when God open your eyes, you will realize, you will be amazed, like such a person like me, someone who is always trying to live such I can receive his attention, his care, his love, although I'm a nobody. So I belong to God. I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. How is this not more than what we ask or imagine? When we open our eyes, we will see God will surely show us that his blessings is beyond. God has never let us down. He's really is beyond what we think is the best. So we are all blessed. Everyone here who is listening to the word of God here, when God's grace has already started in you, whether you are a believer or non-believer here today, after receiving God's blessings, here, the other emphasis here is we must share with others. First night, when we read first night, see, when the lepers, after they had their few, they hit a lot of gold and silver, they suddenly stopped. If they think that if they did not share it with the share the good news with their countrymen, their conscience was rebuked. This is not right. Today is the day of good news. This is the day of favor. This is the day of good news. If we wait until the next day, the sin, the punishment will overtake us. They know, they realize that when we very happy, we enjoy it. But after enjoying it, they realize the whole city in Samaria they are in famine. They are all perishing because of famine. Then they decided to go back to share the good news. This is very similar to our situation. After we have received the grace of God, we must share the gospel. There are many people, because they have not heard the good news, they are perishing, they are waiting. So after we have heard the gospel, the burden for us is really to share the gospel. If not, if we don't, the punishment will overtake us. Our sin is not just when we do very atrocious things. Our sin could be in our silence and inaction. Sometimes we say that, oh, we don't want to do very obvious sin, but actually sometimes, think about it. If you look at these four lepers, if they become, they just harden their heart and they know people are dying in the city, if they don't share the good news when people are dying or salvation, are they very bad people? When we see, when we talk about sharing the gospel, it's the same thing. We must remind ourselves, our faith, it's not just about us not sinning, but also encouraging us to do the right thing. So responsive reading, we read, if you know what is right, but did not do, this is their sin. If they don't spread the good news, punishment overtake. There's urgency. Just sleep about it. If they just take it slowly, and then they do it after daylight, in a few hours, some in this city of Samaria, will some they may die out of salvation. Those people, the blood of those who have died for these few hours will land on this, will be upon these four lepers. Because they never share the good news, they just sleep. Who in these few hours, who will be dying of starvation? We who receive God's grace also owe a debt of grace. Sometimes when we share the gospel, it's a struggle. We just wait another day, like, but actually, every delay, there will be souls leaving the world. Sometimes, when we tell people secret, it's hard to. Well, sometimes it's hard to keep a secret. Sometimes you feel like, I know this secret. It's very difficult to keep a secret because it's easy to talk about gossip. It's good to easy to expose. But we talk about gospel, suddenly, we don't have this urgency to. If it sounded like something that is we are ashamed of, we scared people will laugh. Why do I believe in this God? Why am I so weird? Why my faith is like that? Sometimes very strange. When you talk about normal secret, everybody will just share the secrets. And like, it's like something dramatic and so sometimes we need to adjust this. So these four lepers, when they have such a grace, if they do not share, they are cruel. They are really heartless if they do not share this news. So for all of us who have received the grace of God, at the same time we receive the grace of God, we have also owe a debt of grace. When the moment we receive the grace, we owe a debt of grace. This sharing the gospel is difficult. Okay, some people say it's difficult, but at least if we cannot share the gospel with 100 people, but then we try to pray, share with one person. No matter what, we need to save some. Not everybody can just share the gospel with 100, but one soul, one burden, you can pray for God to help us. When we talk about heartless, a lot of people feel very stressed. I can't deny it's very stressful. When we have this time urgency, every time we delay, someone will leave the world. When we have this urgency, when we are faced with the hardening of man's heart, so this. Even then, the king was also did not immediately believe. The good news that the good news of the lepers, people are easy to believe, because we are encountering people's. Many people may not think that they need God, and then we will have the obstruction from Satan, so many urgency, and then our own inferiority. So will we have a lot of stress? But why God will give us the stress? But didn't God say give us peace? Why is it so stressful? But we have to admit this. Especially us who are fallen. We need all this. We need some stress so that we will be driven to do things. So those that are not stressed. If there's no exam, just take notes. There are no exam. They will only those just listen. If there are no exams, a lot of people will just listen and take notes. They will just learn, but they will forget it very easily. We have to admit this. Some things in some situation, stress will help us to grow, to pray, so that we confront it properly. So in sharing the gospel, it has to prick our conscience. I also feel very stressful myself, but I know such a stress, such a reminder is necessary. so that we can fulfill God's mission. Because of our stress, we have a lot of reservations, you know, whether people believe. We need to be liberated. After we have shared the gospel, not everybody will accept the gospel. If people, but we can answer to the Lord, even if our responsibility is to preach, but the response, whether a person will repent and turn to God, it's really God's work. For these four lepers, they were so excited about, we're so excited to share the good news. There are no enemies there. Even when they share this, the king of Israel did not immediately believe. But because they shared the news, the whole city were liberated. They were set free. Don't worry about whether people believe. We just share. God will convict us to say the next words. Sometimes when we share the gospel, we have another reservation. So sometimes we think about ourselves. Who am I? My status, my identity, my conditions. Do I have enough credibility for people to believe in me? Even I can share people. Will people believe me or my testimony? Sometimes we have this reservation. So these four lepers is also our encouragement. These four lepers, right? They are wanderers, rejected by people. They are very lowly people, and they are the least likely to stand before the king of Israel. These rejected, ostracized, and they have infectious disease. They are the least likely to meet the king, but they have this opportunity. Similarly, sometimes we may not have very outstanding conditions, but we know we must give thanks. We must have this assurance. We have this treasure the people of the world does not have. We know and understand and believe the gospel. The good news of the gospel is with us. When you say, if you want to give a testimony, whose testimony is it? Is it a professor? Is it a philosopher, a professor, theologian? The most powerful testimony is from a witness, the person who have seen it, who have ate the food. If not, they have no status, they are dirty, they are people reject. They have seen it, and they have eaten the food, they have eaten a few. And what they share would have credibility. Of course, people need some time to accept it. But the most convincing testimony is from someone who has experienced it himself. Sometimes we look down on ourselves. But if you have tasted God's grace, and how God has mercy on you, and how God give you answered prayers, how when you read the Bible and how the words come true for you, it's not really your, it could be coming true to you in terms of the peace in your heart. So those people who have experienced God's power and God's grace have the qualification to share the gospel today. The four lepers in the Old Testament, we have all received God's grace. Today, we are like today's lepers. We don't look down on ourselves. Don't look down on the things that God has allow us to go through, because all beyond our imagining, God will use all these conditions and all those who are willing to be used by Him. And all this situation, God can use them if we are willing toward ourselves and our situation to be used. So as we faithfully, His words will come true. So to people who do not believe, they will regret. Just like the officer, the king was leaning on, so he can only see and not eat the food. So we pray for God to help us to get up and do what pleases God, and then we see the evidence and fruit of obeying God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, who love us, we give you thanks because you are a victorious. So as long as we obey you, we will submit to you, we will see fruit. And all our labor in the Lord will not be in vain. So sometimes we may be discouraged, we may lose heart and be paralyzed by our fears, and then in our battles with the devil. But Lord, you help us to restore a right spirit. So even if we do not do anything, sin will still come upon us. So give us the strength in our heart, so that we can work with the Holy Spirit, and then we rely on the hope on God to do what you have called us to do, and guard our hearts so that we know. And help us to be assured that as we obey you, you will surely bless us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.